Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy. Proudly sponsored by Hum Finance. Why wait? Get it now. Split your payments with Hum. Visit shophum.com. Flexify Europe Limited, trading as Hum, is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Go loud. Sounds better with us.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Katie, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, before I let you know what we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter, we want to give a shout out to our current show sponsors, and that is Hum Finance. And with Hum, it's a great service, I have to say. You can spread the cost of purchases up to €30,000 when buying online or in-store from any of their retail partners. And they've loads of different retail partners across a whole range of industries, like home, electrical, health and beauty, and lots more besides. And it can help you, well, basically manage your finances and make larger purchases more affordable. So say, for example, you want to buy a brand new television and you just don't quite have the money to buy the television today, but you need a new TV. Well, you rock into somewhere like Harvey Norman, you pick the telly that you want, and then on the spot, in store, you can arrange Hum Finance to spread the cost of the payments over a period of time to help you manage your finances and make larger purchases more affordable. And as I said, with Hum, it's so simple. You can get approval through their website, shophum.com, or apply directly in-store, and then you're humming. Do you get it? Flexify Europe. Trading as Hum is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland. And you can't say that for all companies offering similar services, but Flexify Europe, trading as Hum, is properly regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland. And our thanks to them for being the current sponsors of the Opinions Matter podcast. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of OM? This is very different. It's Rebecca who's been in contact with us, and I'll be talking to her in a couple of minutes. But let me read the message that she sent in to us yesterday evening. Rebecca here. Can you please talk about this on your podcast? Because I would love to know if I'm on my own here. I've been going out with my fella for almost a year, and a few months ago we moved in together. He has always been a gentleman and is so lovely, but I noticed things since we moved in together. Like, I don't know if this is normal. It's my first real relationship and the first time living with a bloke. But like, honestly, he keeps farting and belching in front of me. Sometimes when we are in bed after having sex. I was in the bath the other night and he just walked in, dropped his boxers and took a shit as I was bathing. I was literally sitting there looking at him like, what the f-? I didn't even know what to say. He's peed in front of me before and stuff, and that's fine, but I draw the line at number twos. He also pops spots in front of me. He's giving me the proper ick. I told him he's grossing me out, and his reply was, welcome to a real relationship, babe, and isn't it great that I can be myself with you? I'm actually thinking of leaving him. It's disgusting. Is this actually normal in relationships? My girls all say it's common enough, but to me, it's effing gross. And that is from a lady called Rebecca. And I know, Katie, when you saw that email coming into our inbox
deck,
last night.
I'll be honest, I hit the deck.
She was on to me like a light. Oh, Adrian, did you see this email? Have a look, Rebecca.
I had the WhatsApp phone last night. And I was sitting there. It came in about 8. I was actually sitting watching a movie and it came in. Phone goes off. It's like, grand. And I was kind of I had to look again. I said, is this for real? So I said, no. I said, this person has to be joking. So I rang her. Oh, yeah, no, I'll talk to you. It's very serious. So, yeah, that's it. But it was one of those moments where I'm like, this is actually something we've never done before, but it's actually probably so relatable to so many couples, because either you do it or you don't. Either it's okay or it's not.
Now, we posted this as soon as we got the message in. Like I said, Katie was on to me like a light. Oh, Adrian, have a read of that. So I did, and we posted it last night on our Facebook page, and the reaction from people was very mixed. Some people think it's perfectly normal to have a shite in the bathroom beside lovely girlfriend in the bath.
The comments on Facebook gave me like endless minutes of entertainment and hours of entertainment last night, and even this morning I had a look again just to see what was coming in, because it was, I posted it last night just to kind of gauge, you know, is there something in this. The comments were fantastic, but I was surprised particularly by the amount of women who say that they do it
and that it's perfectly normal.
There you go. That surprised me.
Okay, you're with your husband for many, many years.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen him having a shite?
Never.
Have you ever seen him having a wee?
Yes.
Has he ever popped spots in front
Never.
Of you? Does he fart much?
I've heard, yeah, but no, I actually can't remember. I have never, ever done it in front of him in 20 years. I don't care what anyone says. You can call me a liar or what you want. I have not. Belch, pee, maybe, nothing else. Okay. As for the number two, I'm sorry. Like,
what's the difference between a wee and a poo? I mean, I know what the difference is, obviously. But no, I
hit the deck when I read that part. I literally, like, I was crippled, honestly.
So it's okay to have a wee, but it's not okay to have a poo?
No. It's socially acceptable to urinate. It's cleaner. It's, you know, it's defecating in front of someone. No, it's, can you imagine? Just paint the picture.
Mm-hmm.
You're having a lovely bath, you know, it's really nice, peace and quiet, maybe you have kids, maybe they're in bed, you finally get 10 minutes to yourself for the day, and all of a sudden in walks your partner, drops the trousers and takes a poo. Now just...
But his argument was, isn't it great that I can be myself with you?
No.
And you know the expression, if you want to know me, come live with me. They've moved in together and now she's getting to know him, literally getting to know him.
There's some things that should not be... in a relationship, there's some things that no. And I actually rang this woman. I was talking to her after, and yeah, like she's gonna talk. I was very surprised when she said she talked.
Yeah,
to
no,
us.
She wouldn't talk to
I
us.
I was surprised
second,
when
yeah.
she said she'd actually come on and talk to us, because most people who'd send messages like that would probably be inclined to say, "Oh no, I'm not going to talk about it, but talk, please, will you talk about it?" So she's put her money where her mouth is, and she's willing to talk about it. But there's a lot of that for me is a no-no. Like, I mean, have some manners, have some respect, like.
But if you want to know, I mean, it is normal life.
Defecating, no, that's not okay. That is disgusting. That is absolutely
okay. Is there anybody listening to us right now who thinks it's perfectly acceptable to have a poo in front of your partner?
There's loads. We got messages from people last night who do with women. Oh, I regularly poo in front of. I'm like, what? Who made you? Who sent you? It's play Neil's message. Neil sums it up.
Okay, let's have a listen to Neil's message, and I'll be talking to Rebecca in just a second. Neil!
Right, before we go any further, Adrian, Katie, it's fucking disgusting what he's doing. He's vile, he's fucking vermin, he's absolutely so fucking rude he is. She needs to get rid of him. He's a dirty, disgusting fucking man. I think he was dragged up through the fucking sewers. Disgusting pig. Cheers.
Casey is still laughing over Neil's message.
The anger in it. You swear he went in and took a poo on his kitchen table.
Do you want me to play it again?
Amazing. Right, before we go any further, Adrian, Katie, it's fucking disgusting what he's doing. He's vile. He's fucking vermin. He's absolutely so fucking rude he is. She needs to get rid of him. He's a dirty, disgusting fucking man. I think he was dragged up through the fucking sewers. Disgusting pig. Cheers.
Okay.
You swear this person came and defecated on the bonnet of his car or something. It feels personal.
All right, but let's have a word with Rebecca. Rebecca's the lady who sent us in that message last night. So, Rebecca, let me ask you firstly, what made you decide to contact us?
So I kind of like just want to know if anyone else has kind of like experienced the same thing. And if this is normal, because like I've had like boyfriends before and stuff, but none like that I've ever lived with or kind of been this serious with. And it's just, I'm really like grossed out by it. It's genuinely literally given me the ick.
So tell me a little bit about your relationship. You've been with your boyfriend how long?
So we've been together just under a year, and we moved in together just a couple of months ago. And I just kind of noticed kind of shortly after we started living together, like little things, like suddenly he'd be like farting and burping in front of me, which he never would have done before. Now, burping, I can, like, that's fine. You know, I wouldn't be too grossed out. I don't think you should do it. It's not very mannerly and it's disgusting, but, you know, I can handle that. But when he started, like, literally, he'd sit there and, like, move his leg up off the couch so he could, like, let rip and me sitting beside him. It's just disgusting. And then I get annoyed and I kind of say, what are you doing? That's absolutely gross. And what he does is he'll start laughing about it, even though I'm actually genuinely disgusted by it.
Now, have you never lived with brothers or fathers who might have farted in the past?
Yeah, but they're like, they're not pigs. Like, I was in having a bath only, like, literally a couple of weeks ago, as you read in my text, and sitting there having a bubble bath, bath salts, music on my phone, really relaxing time, and he comes in and he says, I need to use the toilet. I was like, okay, grand. Like, obviously, it's not ideal if you're urinating while I'm having a bath. You know, I'd rather have a bath in peace. But then he, like, went on to pull down his trousers and sit on the toilet. And I thought, oh my God, that's really weird. Are you doing, like, a sit-down wee? And then all of a sudden, he started, like, having a poo. And genuinely, I thought I was going to get sick.
Now, a lot of people... we posted your story on our Facebook last night, and a lot of people were commenting on your story, some saying this is all perfectly normal, others equally grossed out like you have been. But is that not really what living together is all about, that you can actually be yourself?
Absolutely not. I don't like it. I'm not a prude and I'm not someone who's stuck up, but like I would expect basic manners, and there's some things in a relationship that should be sacred. And I'm sorry, but having a poo when I'm sitting there in the bubble bath with music playing, having a little downtime, that's not okay. That is disgusting. And I actually saw the comments from like people on your page, and all I could think to myself, and particularly women, like actual women, all I could think to myself, are these girls for real? Are they actually taking this as normal? Because it's not. Like, maybe it is common. It doesn't make it right to me. It's just disgusting. And the smell in the bathroom after, I actually had to end my bath early. I only got to shave one of my legs. Literally, I had to get out of the bath and then like go in later, get into the shower and shave my other leg. I couldn't even finish my bath. Like, and then like I've noticed he's like popping his spots in the mirror, and like it all goes over the mirror and he barely cleans it. Like, absolute knacker. And I do love him and he's lovely, but all this stuff to me is just, it really just is such an ick. But then I was talking to the girls about it, and like they were like, you know, this is a relationship, this is what happens. And I'm like, no, sorry, that cannot be right. Like, I've woken up at night before where he's like been lying beside me, and he like, now this is rare, but he like been masturbating. I'm like, is that all normal? It still doesn't strike me as being very normal. We'd be having sex maybe, and then like he'd be lying in bed after chatting, and he just like let rip. Now, I'm all for being comfortable in front of your partner, but that is just horrific. It's just so disgusting.
Now, Rebecca, our Katie is sitting here beside me as we're talking, and if you could see the faces that she's actually making, she is completely grossed out, aren't you?
I have no words, because I would be grossed out too.
So we've heard her describe how he has taken a dump in the bathroom while she's in the bath. He's masturbated in the bed beside her. And you're completely freaked out by this.
Yeah, I've just been taking it all in there for the last couple of minutes, because every so often you do a show where you hear stuff that you kind of say to yourself, is this, am I hearing this right? And it could only happen on this podcast. Happen on this podcast. But look, it's a relatable topic as well. She hasn't brought up something that I'd say most couples listening or people listening now have probably been in the same situation. But My question is, when you actually said it to him, when you confront him about it, what was his reaction? Like, what did he even say to you?
Yeah, so literally I said to him, look, you're going to have to stop. It came to a head after the bath incident. After he took a poo while I was in the bath, I came out and I said it to him. I said, that is not okay. I should be able to have a bath without having to smell and endure your defecation while having to witness and hear you doing it. That changes a person when you see your partner doing something like that. There's some things that you shouldn't even ever know what that looks like. So when I said it to him, he said, like, oh, well, that's a real relationship, babe. And isn't it great that I can be myself around you? And it just shows how relaxed I am. And, you know, if you have to pass wind or, you know, fart, you feel free to do it. I won't be grossed out. If you need to go to the toilet, there's nothing about you that grosses me out. Like, that is not, surely that is not common procedure in relationships.
So what are you going to do about this? You've contacted us to ask whether it's normal behavior with a couple living together. As you've seen from a lot of the comments and people posting on our Facebook, a lot of people saying, well, yeah, this is kind of just normal real life. What are you thinking of doing? Are you so grossed out and so much got the ick so much that you're thinking of leaving them?
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give it, he's working nights this week because he's a shift worker. So at the weekend, when he comes home, I'm going to give him an ultimatum. I'm going to say the farting, you know, the popping your spots, even the, you know, playing with yourself when I'm asleep or in the bed beside you or anything, you know, scratching your arse the whole time. Like he'll walk down the road sometimes and just like put his hand down, it's like trousers just like scratch his arse. It's just like little things like that, you know, basic manners. Don't be disgusting. If you continue to be disgusting, then I will have to leave because I shouldn't feel grossed out. And I also feel like it's a lack of respect for women. A partner farting and like pooing in front of her, that to me is like a total lack of respect. It's just, it's horrendous. It's disgusting.
All right, Rebecca, stay there for a second if you can, please. Our number is 085-825-2626. Is it normal? And let me just read the things that she mentioned. Is it normal in a relationship for your partner to be burping, farting, pooping, peeing, popping spots, and masturbating in your company? And where do you draw the line? Which ones do you draw the line at? Our number is 085-825-2626. Keith has been on to us.
He actually needs to get rid of that bleeding fella. He sounds like an absolute little dartboard knacker. Get rid of him. He needs to go. Fuck that. He's an absolute dartboard of a fella. He has to go.
Brilliant.
Just for but they're all natural things that he's doing. Let me go to Lorraine. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Lorraine?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Yeah, good. Thanks, Lorraine. So where do you draw the line at what is acceptable bodily functions to do in front of your partner?
I've given birth in front of my partner. There's not much more.
That's actually true.
No, to be fair, giving birth isn't the same, though. It's not the same as, like, giving...
Is it not, though?
No, it's not, because you can't control your bodily functions when you're giving birth and you're pushing out a human being out of
yourself.
But
is it a nice thing to do in front of your partner? There.
Well, like, that's it. Some people don't want to do it in front of their partner.
But if you were sitting having a bath and your partner, you said before, you're Jay's partner, aren't you, who talks to us?
Yeah.
If Jay came in and went to
you... I'm with Jay 14 years. Do you want it to God reckon he hasn't?
And hasn't what? You while you're in the bath?
Yeah.
No, I find that. Now, that to me is a cut-off point, is the number two. That for me is just like, does it not make you look at him differently? Are you not like, ugh?
No, but as I said, there's not much we haven't done in front of each other. We're together 14 years.
You see, my thing is, you're not in prison, you know, pooping into a bucket. So why not do it in private? If you have the choice not to.
But what's the difference? This is the point that I was making to you earlier on, Casey. No, I mean, as Lorraine says, she's given birth in front of him. I mean, it's not the most gracious procedure to go through. And a man looking at a woman giving birth is not the most enjoyable thing to look at.
Stay downwind or upwind, is that what they call it? Like, you can't...
There's not an offer to do that enough. And I said, I'm with Jay 14 years. We're living together 13 and a half. There's not a hell of a lot I haven't seen, and there's not a hell of a lot he hasn't seen.
So when you, one of the first comments that came in said, oh my God, she's disgusting as well, meaning you, that it is disgusting to think it's acceptable to have a poo in front of your partner.
It's different strokes for different folks. Like, some people do find it, would find it apparent, and obviously this one does. She doesn't want it, and so does Casey. But as I said, 14 years together, he's seen me give birth 3 times. There's not a hell of a lot.
I know that. I know we've seen you giving birth. But like I said, giving birth is different. You're in a situation that you can't, you know, you can't stop these things happening because everything is going on. But when you're sitting, lying in bed, or if you're sitting watching a movie, I mean, you can control to a point your bodily. I mean, you can control pooing in front of your partner. Pooing in front of, you know, I just, especially for a woman to do it in front of a man, it's just even worse, I think, than a man doing it in front of women. Because men are yuck anyway.
He feels that comfortable around her. I just think, as I said, for me, it wouldn't faze me in the slightest.
If, let's say, your partner was having a bath this evening and you were dying to go to the toilet, would you just stroll on in and have a poo with him lying in the bath?
Yeah.
I think you're messing.
No, I'm not, Jay. Really, I'm not. It wouldn't. I can't, I said.
I'm ringing Jay. Give me the phone. I'm going to ring Jay because I have to check this. Is he working, Lorraine?
I'm sure he'll answer.
Okay, well then, let's go. Here, let's go for it. Give me. I'm ringing Jay because I need this car. I think she's ripping the piss. There's no way.
We're together 14 years. As I said, I've given birth in front of him. There's not much more he could see.
Yeah.
I know, but having a poo in front of him.
But like that, as I said, I can get why people find it disgusting and I can get why people think that, but I'm just that comfortable around him. It doesn't faze me and it wouldn't faze him.
Okay, stay there for a second. We're gonna get him on. We're going to get him on now in 1 second. Our number is 085-825-2626 if you would like to get involved in this disgusting conversation. Is it okay in a relationship when you're living together to do all these bodily functions in front of each other?
I genuinely believe that women that do that, like, they obviously don't care much about what their partner thinks of them.
Really?
Yeah. To have a poo, you've obviously lost kind of like your pride in yourself in terms of what's sacred. I don't know. It's just very odd to me.
Well, let me bring in Darren.
You wouldn't get as much anger off Neil as if you're talking about fucking refugees. Mother of fucking God. What's the big deal? If you can't shite or fart or belch in front of your woman, then she's not the one for you. That's the way I see it.
It is dividing the nation already. For example, my own wife Linda has sent a message on our WhatsApp phone here, and she says, come on Adrian, be honest with your listeners, if you did any of those things you'd be gone. So she told me to stop sitting on the fence from your wife. So she basically said, if I walked in when she's in the bath and I had a shite in the toilet, I would be literally thrown out the door. I would be gone. But again, for you, there's nothing wrong here. There's nothing to see here.
And how they said, there's not a hell of a lot that Jay hasn't seen or I haven't seen. We're together 14 years. Like, I've given birth 3. I know Katie said it's a different thing, but I've given birth 3 times in front of him.
And how was he with that?
He was fine. He was fine with it. Like, he was there for all 3 of the births. He stayed for all 3 of them. He cut the umbilical cord of all 3 of my kids.
Not a bother.
Yeah.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Need something now but want to spread the cost? With Hum, you can shop at thousands of stores with easy, flexible payments. No hidden fees, no stress. Apply today at shophum.com. More life for your money. Flexify Europe Limited, trading as Hum, is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Jess, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jess?
How are you?
Good, thanks, Jess. Well, Jess, where do you draw the line?
But this lad, I draw the line when she said he was sitting in himself in the bed. That's where I draw the line. other than that, like, well, he's just a man doing human functions.
Okay, so your line is playing with himself in bed beside her.
Yeah, that would be my line.
Okay.
That's my line.
Not having a poo while you're in the bath, no?
Yeah, when you got to drop the kids off of the pill, you got to drop them off.
What does that mean? I've never heard that expression. What does that even mean?
Oh, you know what I mean, Adrian. Like, when the timber needs to fall.
I know, but there's a time and a place.
Yeah, well, what do you mean to do? Shit himself until she's done her half an hour bath?
Now, I don't know about their house, but I assume they've only got one toilet in the house. Otherwise, he would have gone to the other toilet. So I'm assuming that they only have one toilet. But you don't, that's not your issue. You don't think it's gross to be having a poo in front of your partner?
No, because I've done it before. I remember, like, whenever me and Kira go away, if she's in the shower or the bath and I'm dying for the toilet, I'll literally, like, be knocking on the door like, Kira, if you don't let me in, I'm going to shit in this hotel room and we're going to have to pay for the damage. What am I meant to do? Shit myself.
Okay, so...
I do everything in front of Kira. I bite my nails. I pick spots. I kiss and shot in front of her. Like, there's none that she hasn't seen that would be new to her.
But if she was to start playing with herself in bed, now you'd be horrified.
Oh, well, then I'd be like, here, like, what's the need?
Really? That's the bit that would gross you out?
Yeah, that's a bit much.
Why? I'm curious to know why.
I don't know. It just feels a bit, like, wait till I'm not around to do that. Or even better, I'm here in front of you. Why do you need to?
Yeah, but...
Like, I just think that's a bit,
But it's not as gross as having a poo in front of somebody, is it?
I actually say it is a bit grosser. At least with the poo, you can flush it away and everything. What's the need to have a little bit of a wank when she's right beside you? Like, there's no need.
Well, you know, maybe there is a need.
But then you wake her up, ask if she's in the mood, or if not, then you take yourself to the bathroom.
But not in the bed beside you. So that's where you would...
Not in the bed, no. Jesus, no.
That's where you draw the line.
That's where I draw the line. But everything else is just naturally bodily function.
Okay, so going back to Rebecca, and you've heard her story. So other than the playing with himself in bed beside her, you think there's nothing wrong with any of the other things that he's doing? Farting, burping, pooping, peeing, popping spots. You don't see an issue with any of that? Vanessa, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Vanessa?
How are you?
Good, thanks, Vanessa. Well, where do you draw the line on this one?
I'm actually with Jess on this one, surprisingly enough. You know, if you're going to be honest, right, from what the sounds of it was, he's testing boundaries and she's not giving him any boundaries. So I would advise her to give him boundaries and say, I'm not comfortable with this.
But she has, and she said it to him, and he said, welcome to a real relationship, babe, and isn't it great I can be myself with you?
Yeah, but a real relationship respects boundaries as well. So, you know, if you're going to have an adult relationship, you're going to have to respect the boundaries. You know, for us, we don't have boundaries. We just don't have boundaries. There's been times where I've been in the shower, he's come in, used the toilet. There's been times where I've come in and used the toilet when he's having a shave. You know, it's just normal couple stuff. You
normal
don't really think about it after
stuff.
A while. Yeah.
So have you ever seen your partner having a poo?
Yeah.
You have?
And he's seen me, yeah.
And he's seen you?
Yeah.
Now, I know
an awful lot
of people hearing that are just completely and utterly grossed out by it.
Well, look, I don't mean to be bad. I'm sitting down on the toilet. I'm not hovering over it so we can see it leave my bum.
Okay.
You know,
right.
It's not as gross as that, okay? So whether I'm doing a pee or a poo, doesn't matter. I'm sitting on the toilet. If I need to go, I need to go. He understands that.
Is that him talking in the background there?
Yeah, I'm not even going to tell you what he said.
Go on, tell me what he said. Tell me what he said. I want to know.
Put him on to
he
us.
He said she won't feel it. She won't video it for him. Oh, you're terrible. Here, look, hang on. He can hear you.
He's shocking, isn't it?
It's shocking, it is. So you have seen your lady friend having a poo?
Yeah.
I can honestly tell you, I'm with my now wife 25 years, and I've never ever seen her having a poo ever.
Most couples probably haven't.
Well, it's not any secrets, man. I mean, Christ, the white marines are softening off.
Sorry, I didn't.
I didn't catch one word of that.
I didn't catch a word of that. This is another conversation. I love the accent.
Yeah, that's a whole different conversation.
So, can you translate that for us, Vanessa?
He says he wipes the baby's bum often enough so poo doesn't scare him.
Okay, so that's fine, and it's a little bit different when you're talking about a little baby.
Very, very different.
It is extremely different. So there's no holds barred in your relationship. Let me ask you then, because one of the things that annoyed Jess the most is this thought of him touching himself in bed beside you. Would that gross you out?
No.
No?
No, no, not at all. Again, you're getting offended for a man being a man. You know, if you don't, again, if you don't put in boundaries and say, this is what I'm comfortable with, this is what I'm not comfortable with, and sit down and have an adult conversation about your relationship and what you're willing to accept in your own home, then yeah, of course, they're just going to be themselves. And if that grosses you out, then maybe you're not ready to live with someone.
Do you not think it's a bit disrespectful having a poo in front of your partner, honestly?
No, because when you have to go, you have to go.
Didn't get your partner to leave the room. It takes an extra 2.5 seconds.
Hang on, no. If you're in a bath and your partner comes in and they are dying to go, you don't always have time to leave the bath before that thing comes out.
I don't know. This conversation is kind of mental. No, I wouldn't be happy. No, I wouldn't. Now, I'm lucky that we have more than one bathroom in our house. We have three bathrooms, so it's three options. So I'm lucky in that sense.
We have one. We have one, and it's very, 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 very small. And the window doesn't open fully.
Oh, God.
So, you know, you have to be comfortable living in each other's skin or it's just not going to work. Or you have to have an adult conversation with your partner and say, this is what I'm comfortable with, and actually respect each other's boundaries. And if you can't respect each other's boundaries, you should not be in a living situation together.
Okay, stay there for a second. Let me go to Claire. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Claire?
Okay, so like what the first girl said, it is natural. But I honestly, like, sometimes if he does it, it might gross me out, and then sometimes it wouldn't. But I can actually see from the other side as well, because I have a really, really rare form of epilepsy, and I do have seizures a lot of time. So I keep the door open, because if I fall forward, because my seizures, I tend to fall forward. So I could be sitting there and I could fall forward, but he's the one who has to catch me.
Okay, so and that's okay. That's a good enough reason, I suppose.
It is
that you have to leave the door open because of a medical condition. But you seem to see nothing wrong with this anyhow, performing bodily functions in the same room as your partner.
Like, your situation is different, that you kind of have to, like, so people in the situation where they don't have to leave the door open and do have an option not to do it in front of their partners, I mean, you know.
Well, to be quite honest, like, I don't mind him.
So he'd do it in front of you as well?
The odd time maybe if you really have to go, but I do tell him not to. But I just kind of go, okay, never mind. But I do, I see it from the opposite way as well, because I leave the door open. And I have to, but to be honest, I couldn't care, because I'm comfortable with him. If I wasn't comfortable with him, then I wouldn't be with him.
Some people seem to draw the line, though, at a certain point. Maybe a wee is okay, but anything more than that, no, it's just gross. Would you not agree with that, no?
I both agree and disagree, because A, it's natural, and B, when you have to go, you have to go. But then the other side of it is as well that it might smell people, and people be like, fucking grossed out, like...
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Big purchase on your mind? With Hum, you don't have to put it off, because you can spread the cost with easy, flexible payments at thousands of stores. No hidden fees and no stress. It's simple. Apply online today at shophum.com and start shopping smarter. Hum. More life for your money. Flexify Europe Limited, trading as Hum, is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Trevor, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Trevor?
Where the fuck do you get these people? What the fuck dragged these animals into the light and exposed? Oh, my Jesus fucking Christ. Listen, Adrian, first of all, both of you, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
The last call you had, right? That's a valid reason. It's a fall hazard,
yes,
right?
Yes, absolutely, yeah.
Now listen, I've carpet bombed the missus and I've Dutch ovened her, right? But when I go
what
into
are
the toilet...
Those
so you don't know what a Dutch oven is?
No, I know it. I've never heard of what's a carpet bomb?
Yeah.
Never heard of it.
She's sitting on the sofa watching she's sitting there watching Love Island. She's like, oh my God, look at this. And you just walk by and go... Anyway, he just catches her right on the tip of her nose. Now, I've done that.
Right, then you've done a Dutch oven as well.
Yeah.
I think most people know what a Dutch oven is.
That's disgusting. It's actually busting.
Okay, Kate.
But where do you? Well, okay. Where? I mean, you're talking about all the callers that we've had on being dragged up. Where do you draw the line?
I draw the line that once you close the bathroom door, you're a bunch of fucking dragged up animals. That door's there so you have privacy. If it wasn't, you'd have fucking beads hanging from the door.
We heard from...
Do you remember the doors from the '70s with the beads or the strips of lino or whatever it was?
I do.
Yeah, if the bathroom wasn't meant for fucking privacy, you'd have that instead of a door.
Okay, so you draw the line as going to the toilet, basically.
Yeah, and that's pissing or shitting.
Okay, so...
I don't want... If my missus done that in front of me, I'd be shocked and first of all, and then I'd be packing a bag secondly.
Okay, it would be
because you're way too comfortable then.
Okay, so a relationship that has gotten to the stage.
I said we had
Lorraine on earlier on, and her argument was, sure, I gave birth in front of him three times. What's the difference?
My missus gave birth to my kids in front of me as well, but agent, you know what I didn't do? I didn't go down that end and go, oh, where's the popcorn? This is a spectator sport. It's not. That's almost like a missus turning around saying, sign off, me tampon's stuck, can you help me? Fuck off. Now, I don't know if that's actually a possibility because I don't know the
Okay, so you have never seen your partner having a poo and you never will.
I must be one of your rarest callers because I'm having more than one toilet in me gaff. But when I hear that door close,
I'm surprised
I don't go near her.
That's what I'm surprised about. How many listeners only have one toilet? Like the amount of listeners who do it in front of their partners, do you not have more than one? How many toilets do you have?
In our house, we have three.
Six.
No, three.
Katie, can I ask you an honest question?
Yeah.
Now, I'm asking you, as a lady,
okay. Please don't stop there. No, I'm a lady. Go on.
Okay. We'll
go with the lady thing. Yeah, go on.
You're in a bath and your fellow walks in and goes, hey, love, listen, I'm dying to go. Can I just say for
no,
a minute?
Sorry.
Can you pass me the toilet?
No, do you know what I do?
Would you ever look at them the same way again?
If that actually happened, I'd get up, I'd get out, put a towel around myself, go out and wait for him to finish, and I'd probably have my bath later on. That's probably what I would do.
Yeah, you'd be waiting for him outside the bathroom with a baseball bat as well, wouldn't you? Don't ever do that again.
He came in, like, at the start of the First Lady Rebecca, who was on with us, just coming in and taking the liberty of just doing it without checking.
And sorry, to your texter, whoever sent this in, she needs to fucking walk away from that animal.
I think
because if he's that comfortable within that short of a time...
Could you imagine?
Jesus. Next?
Yeah, what's next?
Yeah, hey, love, have worse? I? Yeah.
He'll probably. How's it get worse? Hey, love, have I got. I'm having a bit of difficulty sitting down. Have I got a hemorrhoid there? Just bury your face in there and have a look.
Ah, stop it,
Jesus.
Enough.
Why don't you ask a question and then I give you the answer?
Okay, so this lady, Rebecca, needs to get rid of her fella, needs to dump him and run for the hills.
Yeah, or else he needs to go and get some etiquette classes, for fuck's sake. And as your co-host said before, oh yeah, I shut with the door open in my house.
He did actually say that, yeah.
Jeremy does.
Yeah, that's what he said, yeah.
Stop.
And how you was having pulled him up on that is fucking beyond me.
No, when you were getting your dead right.
Could you ever look at your partner again while he's getting the shit face on him? You know, the pressure point pushing.
I'm very surprised at that about Jeremy. Very, very surprised, to be fair.
Why?
If he has
the guts to grow that goatee, remember he had, and he obviously has the guts to do it in front of his missus. God bless him.
Stay there for a second, Trev. At the start of this podcast, we spoke with Lorraine, and Lorraine's partner is Jay. Jay, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
I've been on the bog for the last hour. I'm actually on the bog the last hour. We'll figure that one out, Adrian.
So, are you telling me you're actually sitting on the toilet as you're talking to me?
No. I'm on the biggest toilet. Well, no, I'm on the bog of Allen.
Okay.
You know where the 12th and the pee comes from.
So, Lorraine was telling us earlier on that you've done everything in front of her, basically.
Yeah, but I draw the line at that.
At what?
I'm forever riding a horse and my daughter to close the door. It must be a woman thing because me and my boys close the door, we went to the bathroom, then we have to shout out, will you close the door, we don't want to be listening to you.
Do you draw the line at that?
Oh, God, yeah. That's a personal thing between you and your bowels and holy God.
But Lorraine was telling us that she has seen you doing a number two.
Oh, come here. In my door, in my house, you'd want to put a security guard on, no matter what you're doing. Even if you're trying to get changed, the kids in my fucking house, you'll see the bus through the door and think, you know, like, nobody knocks in my house.
Right, so she probably has seen you, but it wasn't intentional.
Oh, I'd have to say, what are you doing? You know, you're going in to grab something. Say one of the kids is at the side, I need a bit of tissue. I'd say, what are you doing, ones or twos? No. But actually, your man would want to get rid of horse. You sound like you're going to be a pain in the ass for the next fucking 20 years. Get yourself a goldfish, mate. It'd be easier. I think life has gone that way, Adrian. I think it's just you and the fucking animals, because people don't seem to be able to live together anymore. Anytime you hear it, it's always people giving out about other people and what their partners are doing and what their partners ain't doing. If you're not able to live with somebody and accept them for what they are, you have no business being together.
Okay, so this lady is grossed out by her partner having a poo while she was in the bath, farting, belching, even touching himself while he's lying in the bed with her, and she's horrified by all of it, so she should just dump him, should she?
Well, I don't think they're meant for each other. I fart all the time in the fucking house. The kid actually, my uncle will tell me fair play from the next room if he hears me. Fair play, Dad, that was a good one.
Jesus!
Honestly,
farting competitions in your gaff?
Between me and my uncle, yeah, like he's at that age where everything that comes out of his body is a fucking hilarious, you know, that type of way.
Right, but anyway, you draw the line. Your missus might be a little bit more relaxed about it, but you have boundaries.
I told you about my dog. I don't even care about the dog. I'm surrounded by massive miles and miles and miles of fields. Out there, doggy, do your business all the way out there, wipe your own ass. He doesn't wipe my ass, I don't wipe his ass.
Hey, Shay, let me squeeze in one final message. He was very angry earlier on. Is he still just as angry?
Katie, Adrian, you start to get me into trouble. I'm after having the lady in the car. She, excuse me, do you mind lording that small bit? That's disgusting. Is that Joe Duffy? I'm going to report him. I think you'll be going earlier than the end of June. Cheers.
Thanks very much indeed. You see, people get grossed out by this conversation.
I'm shocked at how common it is.
It is very, very common, yeah.
Do you know what really shocked me? The amount of women who don't see an issue with it and do it. Like, no, it's a big no-no for me now. No, lack of self-respect.
Won't be happening in your gaff.
Lack of self-respect and lack of respect for your partner. It's just like, no, it's disgusting.
Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Katie. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow, click on the bell icon on Spotify, and you'll get a notification every time we upload a new episode. I'm Adrian, that's Katie. We'll catch you on the next one.